Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. It was a messy morning commute for many regional rail riders. Cancellations and delays piled up, and trains were packed as SEPTA pulled many Silverliner 4 cars off the tracks. The agency is federally mandated to beef up inspections and safety measures due to an increased fire risk on those rail cars. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Jenkintown station.
Starting in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, people would get onto the platform here at Jenkintown and wait. And they'd wait and wait for a train that never came. The trains that did come, some of them would whiz by because they were so full they couldn't take any more passengers. Other trains stopped but could only add on small groups. It was very frustrating for Ms. Benton Flores, a teacher with the school district of Philadelphia.
Look at the crowd here. Even if a train comes at this point, where are we going to sit? Where are we going to stand? We'll be like sardines if we can get on there. So I'm very upset about this. This should not be happening.
SEPTA says rail riders will be affected for the next week or so as many Silverliner 4 cars are out of service for increased inspections and repairs. Many riders we talked to were upset, but were also understanding that safety concerns are being addressed. But adding to the frustration for Steven was that all of this was happening after fares went up big.
They raised my monthly pass like $30-something dollars, and I still had to pay for parking. And for it to be this hectic, it's terrible.
Firefighters in Atlantic County, New Jersey, now have a big golf course fire under control. This was at Frog Rock Golf and Country Club in Hamilton. The fire department says they were called just after 2:30 this morning for a reported explosion and fire. No one was hurt, but the inferno damaged a building. Officials believe that it was caused by a gas leak. A driver died after crashing into a deer on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Montgomery County last night. State police told NBC 10 the victim was driving a Ford Mustang around 7 p.m. going eastbound on I-276 in Lower Moreland Township when they struck a deer. Officials say the impact caused the car's roof to be sheared off. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Police have not yet revealed the victim's identity. The crash caused the eastbound lanes of the turnpike to be closed between Willow Grove and Ben Salem for almost 3 hours last night. The scene was cleared shortly before 10 p.m. New charges of child sexual abuse have been filed against the Skipack Township supervisor and daycare director, who's already been charged in Maryland with soliciting a minor online. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
57 charges have been filed against 38-year-old Nicholas Fountain in Montgomery County, including 10 first-degree felony counts of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse with a child under the age of 16. Fountain admitted to the allegations, according to charging documents, which came to light when Pennsylvania State Police were serving warrants related to charges against Fountain for soliciting a minor online in Maryland. According to court documents, the person told state police Fountain had sexually assaulted him from 2016 through 2023 when he was 9 to 16 years old. The affidavit of probable cause says the person also told investigators Fountain exposed him to pornography at a young age, showing him images while the two were watching a children's show on Nickelodeon. Fountain's held without bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for later this month. Fountain is on the Skipack Township Board of Supervisors and owns two daycare centers, Magnolia Enrichment Center in Skipack and Magnolia Children's Academy in Gilbert. Robertsville. In a brief court appearance, Fountain waived extradition to Maryland. Prosecutors say his charges in Pennsylvania must be dealt with before he can be sent out of state.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.